Third parak of Kalim, second Mishnah. They used to put these dried figs in this type of jar called the chavis, and therefore that type of jar, according to Rabbi Shimon, is mekabel tuma to get the whole the size of a gogeres, of a dried fig. Yehuda says the shear is begoizim, and meyayim bezaisim, and meyayim go by zaisim. Yeah. The ma'isa, the shiurim, a grogeris is the smallest one, smaller than the eggers, and Rabbi Yehuda says that since it's used for grogeris and a goizim, you go l'chum like a goizim, and the Meir says you go by zeisim, which is smaller. Well, so he says that we go like the first Mishnah, that even if it's sometimes used for things larger than zeisim, the shear that's matired is a hole the size of a zeis. Alephis is a pot, a gedera, another type of pot, shear and bezeisim, because the shear is also bezeisim, since they're also used for holding solid things. Hapach vatfi, these are two different types of kalim they use for holding certain types of liquids. Shiurim b'shemen, the shear is a hole that will not contain the oil that's put into it. Atzaltzu, tzaltzu is some type of pitcher that is used for water, pouring water out of it. So the shear is b'mayim. Mayim, the hole that water comes out is slightly smaller than the hole of oil because it's less viscous. B'shemen oimer. He says that all three go with the share of seeds, like peas that come out of it. Well, sometimes it's used for peas, and therefore the share that is matar has to be a little bit bigger. Ner shiur b'shemen. Ner is a candle, not the candle we have today. It was also made out of cheres, and it used to have oil in it and a wick in it. So since it was made to hold the oil, it's shear is shemen. Rabbi Lezam would be pruta ktana. They sometimes used to store prutas inside, and so they'd have to hold big enough, the pruta would fall out. Neshen notel pia toil. If the mouth of the net, which is the place where the wick would be held, is broken, then it's tar because you can't use it anymore for lighting, because it won't hold the wick up. The shaladoma, if it's made out of earth, the husak biv bipsila tar. If the kli adam is not a kabel tuma till you bake it in the oven. Here they only baked the just the area where the wick is. That's not enough. You have to bake the entire thing, and therefore the Iker Kli is not baked, it's still tohar.